Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
What did you grow up eating, Tim, when it came to bread? Do you have a recollection of your family go-to bread?
I don't think it was particularly good. There was a phase, I think, when my mum got frozen baguettes, or particularly those garlic ones.
It was quite trendy in the 1970s, 80s.
Yeah, used to sort of defrost these sort of stale frozen baguettes and think you were having a real treat. I remember when I was at school, we used to have very much the mother's pride bread that you could actually fold into a small ball and flick at the other children, you know. And it was a game of how small you could squeeze that bread to and actually have it as a pellet of pure sugar, really. And so, yeah, I think it was, I certainly wasn't exposed to good bread when I was young.
So when we met in 2016, you were actually doing a project and you tested my gut microbiome, and you discovered that my biome was something like less than 2% diverse. It was extreme level low, and you referred me to Miguel at the time, who has worked with me for quite a long time ever since. You also were starting at that point to really monitor how bread was having an impact on you. And I, at the time, took your advice. You were putting a blood sugar monitor on and you were testing your blood sugar against different types of bread. And I remember being fascinated by this, to the point where I, following your advice, was trying all sorts of different breads to see what would happen. And a little bit like you, some breads were having an awful effect on me, and others, well, they were amazing. Now I know about mine, but tell me about yours, because some breads are amazing and others you just are like, mm-mm. Tell me about the ones that you found for you.
Yeah, so because of the Zoe Predict studies, I got very early on to have glucose monitors new for weeks on end, you know, months on end, trying different breads. And it turned out that most of the breads I tried gave me a big sugar peak.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.